From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced that she will vote in favor of a recent international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is appealing to the public for support of the agreement.
It is clear that if we reject this plan, the multilateral sanctions regime will start to unravel. The pressure on Iran will lessen, and our negotiating leverage will diminish, if not disappear.
John Kerry. Photographs of the body of a migrant boy that washed up on a Turkish beach were printed Wednesday in newspapers across Europe. Turkish authorities believe the boy was one of 13 Syrian migrants who drowned Wednesday when two boats capsized. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say he is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots. Here is Chief Prosecutor Fatou Basuda.
He planned and led operations. He coordinated logistics, weapons, and training for the UPC troops, destruction of property, pillage, attacks against civilians and against protected objects.
And Ntaganda faces 13 counts of war crimes, 5 counts of crimes against humanity. A team of U.S. defense officials has started surveying a medium-security military prison in South Carolina to potentially hold detainees from Guantanamo Bay. This is VOA News.